It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review the 4:30 movie, Kevin Smith's latest film, which takes place at the movie theater he bought in Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey, which used to be called the Atlantic Movie House and then renamed Smod Castle Cinemas. Inspired by his youth, the story takes place in 1986 when a boy named Brian, played by Austin Zager, asks his crush Melody, played by Sienna Agudon, out to the movies, and they decide to go to the 4:30 movie. He and his two friends, the buff Bernie, played by Nicholas Cirillo, and the dopey Belly, played by Reed Norfolk, often buy tickets for a PG or PG-13 rated movie at the Atlantic Movie Theater so they can sneak into an R-rated movie. What isn't youth without theater hopping? Even though it has too many cameos and not much laughs, the 4:30 movie has fun with the fake movie trailers as well as nostalgia and a John Hughes ambiance. I like the way it makes a distinction that when a sequel like Poltergeist 2 shows up, you don't call the first movie Poltergeist 1, and Smith has the passion to lampoon his own life, as demonstrated in Clerks. Even though it doesn't top that cult masterpiece, it's still amusing enough for me, 3 stars. Recapping this week's new movies, thumbs up for Speak No Evil, thumbs up for The Thicket, thumbs down for The Critic, thumbs up for Red Rooms, and thumbs up for the 4:30 movie. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. That's it for this week. Next week I'll be back with reviews of more new movies, including the animated prequel Transformers 1, which tells the story on how Optimus Prime and Megatron became sworn enemies, and also The Substance, a crazy horror movie with Margot Qualley and Demi Moore. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.